Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Bostick joins us now. Pathew, how we doing, buddy?
Great. How are you?
Peachy.
Doran, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm not great.
No, me neither.
Why? What happened?
There's a game on Saturday, I think, if you want to call it that.
You might as well just get it out the way now.
Might as well. I watched the film Tuesday.
Harry's playing Country Roads.
I watched the film Tuesday.
You can turn it off, Harry. We don't want to lose all our listeners here.
What'd you see?
28 points left off the board.
14 penalties?
Saw those two. But I'm going to give credit where credit is due. If West Virginia didn't win that game, there'd be a lot of questions around why Mark Yull wasn't playing the whole game.
No doubt.
But they came to play, man. And they got it done, so congrats.
You did call that. You did say that the Ohio loss would mean you'd get their best punch.
Yeah, I think Zach Alley's a really good coordinator. They do a lot of good stuff on defense. And it's almost like Pitt weathered the storm and thought they would just go away.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And they made plays down the stretch, and I think Pitt was on its heels by, you know, as a result. And obviously the game ended how the game ended. And they deserved to win that game. Despite Pitt playing poorly and leaving a lot out there,
sure.
West Virginia did enough to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge win for them and for Rich Rod, obviously.
I would bet a lot of money probably on the Kansas Jayhawks this week. But
yeah, they're gonna matter. They're
going
to hang around. I mean, what Tomlin said, what, two games is a trend?
Mm-hmm.
Three games is who you are. Defensively, they're going to be chippy. They're going to be they're going to be stingy. That's... They don't have the personnel that they will ultimately have under Rich Rod, but they do enough. They play hard. They hit. The ball's going to bounce their way sometimes, and they're going to find themselves in some games when the pundits will say they're not going to be in it.
Yeah.
But then they got Kansas, and then they got Utah, right? So that's two tough games in a row.
And then a 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time kick in Utah on a Friday against BYU. Where does Pitt go from here? We'll get back into the Steelers, obviously, this quote-unquote must-win game. We'll evaluate Rodgers. Tons of Steelers talk coming your way with Pathew Bostick. But Pitt, bye week, reset. Where do they go? Does Desmond Reed come back healthy? Obviously, a massive loss in that game. He's one of the better players in the entire country. So what does Pitt need to do to bounce back against Louisville?
Yeah, I mean... Got to make plays. You got to get out of your own way. I mean, you look at the remainder of the schedule. Obviously, there's some games in there that you feel good about, right? I mean, Louisville's a toss-up game. They're a very talented roster. Always will be. Always have been. You're not going to – if you incur 14 penalties against them, it's going to be hard to win a football game. Particularly penalties in the red zone where, you know, you kick yourself out of field goal range. You got to punt, you know, after the third drive of the game, I guess it was. You're down – darn near in the red zone, you get a holding call again on a play that gets to the one.
Mm-hmm.
Late hit on another one that backs you up, you have to punt on it.
That's the stuff that can't
You can't
happen.
Do that
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Eli did not look comfortable in that game. And then he did, and then he didn't again. It was really odd. And the way they play offensively, you know, Dez healthy or not, they're going to need to throw the ball to win. They're just not built to put the game away. And that was the frustrating part is, you know, you sit on that ball for 4 minutes at the end of the game and it's over and you win by seven. And I'm not sure what happened on the fourth down, but you end up punting it. And
do you think they wanted to go for it?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I think they do. I think there was a communication problem maybe, but I don't know. I don't know enough about that. I think it's put to bed now. I just that area analytics would tell you probably to go for it. I don't have the book in front of me.
Yeah.
And there's different books for that. But they've got to make plays defensively. Their stars need to play better. And teams are going to take the book on how to attack Pitt, right? They're going to try to you're going to play a lot of physical football teams on the way out that want to run at you. You know, they don't want to run sideways with those linebackers you have. They don't want to sit back there and throw it all game with those guys, you know, either in pass coverage or blitzing you. So you've got to be able to stop the run, particularly late in games. They didn't. And a back that wasn't even on the two deep ran for whatever he ran, .150.
Mm-hmm. Should have probably played against Ohio. That's not either here nor there.
So it's a gut check type of time because you got Louisville, you got Boston College, then you go to Florida State, you go to Tallahassee. Right, then you got NC State, you got Syracuse, and then the back part of the schedule, if you can rack a few wins, it gets really real. You got Miami, Notre Dame, and Georgia Tech.
GT plays, man.
Yep. They play hard.
Boy, do they play hard.
They play hard, and Miami's front seven is maybe the best in the country on both sides of the ball. They have really, really invested heavily in those areas. Notre Dame's Notre Dame. So,
still ranked.
Yeah, 0-2. Yeah.
Bothers me a little bit.
Right. Yeah, but I watched the film. This is football, right? It's the Steelers, too. You watch the film, and you're five plays away from feeling fine.
Sure.
But those five plays didn't go your way. You made four or five other mistakes that are darn near fatal, and you feel like you're a terrible football team. So the margins, the difference between winning and losing, the difference between feeling good and feeling awful is not a 60-minute game. It's a two-minute window of a cut-up of plays that if you make them or if you avoid the mistake, the penalty, the missed assignment, the drop, the missed throw, it changes the entire complexion of the game, just like Aaron Rodgers' red zone pick.
Yes.
That's the same thing.
Which is exactly where we're going
to
go next.
So football is...
And that's where you have to zero in if you're the players.
Yeah.
And obviously the coaching staff has to zero in. It's a zero in on that little gap right there of... We have to make those plays.
Yeah, I mean,
we have to,
and the sense of urgency around correcting those things. You know, I went down to practice yesterday. I sensed it. You watch Aaron Rodgers after he threw the pick. Calvin Austin's like, and he goes right at him.
Mm-hmm.
Like either catch the thing or get out of the way. Right, like this—that's a critical play. You know it at the time. So that's kind of where I'm at with the Panthers right now. I still think they're a good team. But did not play like one on Saturday and need to be much cleaner if they're going to have a good year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.